From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Saudi attacks in Yemen have resumed. Warplanes pounded Houthi rebel targets in Yemen Thursday, 2 days after what was supposed to be the official end of the Saudi Arabia-led bombing campaign. Witnesses say the raids hit areas around the main southern port city of Aden, where fighting continues between the Houthis and supporters of the country's ousted government. Saudi Arabia Tuesday declared an end to the airstrikes, referred to as Decisive Storm. Hours later, coalition planes targeted rebel positions in Aden and the central city of Taiz. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States, Adel Al-Jubeir, said Wednesday his country will carry out more airstrikes as necessary, but insisted the bombing campaign has achieved its primary objectives.
We destroyed their air force. We destroyed their ballistic missiles, as far as we know. We destroyed their command and control. We destroyed much, if not most, of their heavy equipment, and we made it very difficult for them to move from a strategic perspective.
However, Al-Jubeir said there is no military solution to the conflict and that the only way to achieve peace is through UN-sponsored peace talks. European Union heads of state are meeting in Brussels to consider emergency measures aimed at easing the dangerous journey by sea of thousands of migrants from Africa, South Asia, and the Middle East. The meeting follows the drowning of hundreds of migrants in a boat that capsized early Sunday in the Mediterranean. Rights groups are calling on EU leaders to launch a humanitarian effort to end the migrant shipwrecks in the Mediterranean. Last year, the EU scrapped the Mediterranean search and rescue program over its cost and concerns for some members of the maritime operations. This is VOA News. A new report suggests China believes North Korea may already have 20 nuclear warheads, a number much higher than previous estimates. Chinese nuclear experts also believe Pyongyang could produce enough weapons-grade uranium to double its arsenal by next year, according to the Wall Street Journal. The newspaper says Beijing, a key ally of North Korea, relayed the information to United States nuclear specialist at a closed-door meeting in February. The figure exceeds any previous known estimate by Beijing or Washington. Recently, U.S. experts suggested North Korea had between 10 and 16 nuclear bombs. The Washington-based U.S.-Korea Institute earlier this year predicted that in a worst-case scenario, North Korea could have 100 atomic bombs by the year 2020. Nuclear talks between Iran and six major powers resumed Wednesday in Vienna, with other touchy issues hovering over the negotiations. The parties have a June 30th deadline to turn a framework agreement into a final deal that keeps Iran from building a nuclear bomb while easing sanctions against Tehran. The United States said it has evidence Iran has given weapons to Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen. It has sent U.S. warships to the waters off Yemen. U.S. officials say they also will keep pressing Iran on the cases of detained and missing U.S. citizens in Iran, but says this will be brought up separately from the nuclear talks. The U.S. Senate has unanimously passed a bill to help victims of human trafficking, a move that will finally open the door to a vote to confirm Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch. The Senate passed the Justice for Victims of Trafficking Act 99-0. It would impose large fines on people convicted of trafficking and sex crimes against children. The money would then be used to help the victims recover. The bill had been stalled over anti-abortion language that Democrats did not like. The abortion provision was stripped from the bill after a compromise. Senate Republicans had been refusing to allow a confirmation vote on President Obama's choice for the next Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, until the trafficking bill was passed. China has issued a list of its top 100 officials and others wanted on suspicion of corruption who are believed to have fled abroad, the latest step in President Xi Jinping's aggressive campaign to rein in graft. Photos of the suspects were splashed across two pages of the official China Daily newspaper Thursday, along with their suspected crimes and personal information, such as ages, hometowns, and languages they speak. Bribery, embezzlement, and fraud appeared to be the most common charges. In a statement, the ruling Communist Party's corrupted watchdog said Interpol has issued arrest notices.
That's the latest world news from VOA.